Forest Service researchers spent 3 years studying the Black Hills. Their conclusion? Logging should be reduced. But now, the Forest Service is doing the opposite, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Imagine a pile of firewood stacked 8 feet high, 4 feet long, and 4 feet wide. That's a little more than one CCF, which is a unit of measurement for timber. The researchers say there's a sustainable range for future logging in the Black Hills. They say that's 70,000 to 115,000 CCF. But the Forest Service plans to cut more than that this fiscal year. Jerry Krueger was, until recently, the acting supervisor of the Black Hills National Forest.
We have received our assignment from the regional forester for 2021, and our assigned target for 2021 is 175,000 CCF.
He spoke to an advisory board September 16th. He did not respond to messages afterward. Friday, the Forest Service announced he's been replaced as acting supervisor, and a new permanent supervisor will take over next month. Bob Burns is part of a conservation group called the Norbeck Society. He says the timber target is too high. He says wildfires and mountain pine beetles killed millions of trees in the last 20 years.
It's put us in a position where we have half the volume that we did, and it seems obvious that you're going to have to cut back on the harvest.
Burns says the Forest Service is under pressure from the timber industry. Ben Woodke represents that industry. He says the forest can sustain more logging than researchers say. He says they're ruling out too many areas they deem unsuitable for logging.
So if you only look at 60% of the area, it'd be no wonder you have less standing timber.
This year's logging number is set, but a working group is still analyzing the research, and they'll propose targets for the next several years. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.